The following is a recording of the Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. We are located in Collegeville, Pennsylvania. We are also located on the web at www.tpuuf.org. Please come visit us.
Enter with me the sacred space. Bring with you what is yours, a burdened heart, a journey, a joyous song, a wearied spirit, a seeking mind. Bring the gift of yourself to the altar. It is an honorable gift. Yes, the gift of yourself is an honorable gift. Here at Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship, we each bring ourselves into this community of variety. I'm Reverend Andrew L. Weber, and I am so excited to join in our annual Christmas Eve service. Ours is a free faith of communal searching, communal support, and gladly we welcome you to this special service, this special ceremony bringing us from darkness to light. With the arrival of winter's low, dark sky, communities around the world look toward the miracle of light as a sign of rebirth and a source of hope. At Christmas time, we celebrate the promise of new life and recommit ourselves to the protection of everyone's right to their own radiant humanity. Today, there will be familiar songs and familiar readings, and there may also be some new different, exciting pieces. And just as with life, some parts are familiar and comforting, other parts are new and exciting. You're welcome to enter into all of this and feel the blessings of this service as we create a sacred time and a sacred space together. I hope you enjoy the comfort and are open to the mystery of Christmas with a Unitarian Universalist twist. This year, we're framing the worship around Advent, the season of expectation and waiting leading up to Christmas Day. And we're going to go through the topics of hope, love, joy, peace, and Christ. These are the traditional values associated with the Advent season, and we will approach them with both reverence and placefulness, as is our Unitarian Universalist way. And for the second year running, this might be a tradition. We have to be careful, right? Are we making a tradition? I'd like to introduce our very own pickup TPUUF orchestra. So if you brought an instrument and you didn't practice with us, that's great. Come on up. If you did practice with us, come on up. We're going to start. Our first carol is Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And for each carol, there will be a violin introduction. Thank you, Isabella. And then the full orchestra will join in as we sing also. And the words for the hymns are not going to be on the screen. It's okay. We can do this. They're in the bulletins. So if you need a bulletin or a booklet, they're at the front. Grab one. You may rise in body or in spirit for our first carol. Just give me a second.
If you are a dreamer, come in. If you are a dreamer, a wisher, a liar, a hopper, a prayer, a magic bean buyer, if you're a pretender, come sit by my fire, for we have some flax golden tales to spin. Come in, come in.
For the responsive reading, for so the child come, please respond with the words that are in italics. For so the child come, and so they have been coming.
Always in the same way they come, born of the seed of human kind.
No angels herald their beginnings, no prophets predict their future courses.
No wise men see a star to show where to find the age of the saved human kind.
Yet each night a child is born is a holy night. They ask, where and how will this new life end? Or will it end?
Each night a child is born is a holy night, a time for singing, a time for wondering, a time for worshiping.
The Christmas story is about a miracle of new life. The miracle of a holy birth where the divine became human. Each and every night is a holy night. Each and every birth is a time when the holy and the divine come into a newborn child. Your first evening alive was a holy night. A time for celebration and decorations, an affair calling for garlands and ornaments. So please rise again in body or in spirit for Jingle Bells. And remember, there's going to be a violin intro first. Orchestra, you can sit down in between if you want. You can stay up here too, that's okay. Hope is the belief that a better world is indeed possible, that what we do with our lives matters, and that together we can make a difference.
Listen to the muffin.
Can we get that?
Listen to the Muffins by Cheryl Silverstein. Listen to the Muffins, child. Listen to the don'ts. Listen to the shouldn'ts, the impossibles, the won'ts. Listen to the never-haves, then listen close to me. Anything can happen, child. Anything can be.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed her.
The hope of new life, the hope of a new season, we look forward with excitement and sometimes trepidation to what comes next. Please rise in body or in spirit to sing to the hope embodied in the decorations and the preparations for this winter season. And orchestra, come on back up for Deck the Halls.
"I Know You Little, I Love You Lots" by Shel Silverstein. I know you little, I love you lots. My love for you could fill 10 pots, 15 buckets, 16 cans, 3 teacups, and 4 dish pans.
Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them.
The story of Christmas, a story of new life, a story of miracles, is also a story of a family in need. A family who has left their home and found themselves without housing, without support, without sustenance. And from this ancient story, we are called to think of those people who are in need today. All of our Christmas Eve offering tonight are therefore going to the Daily Bread Community Food Pantry, which provides residents in need with programs that provide food, promote the value of nutrition, increase self-sufficiency, and instill hope. We're going to take up this special offering today to embody our love in the world. You may place cash or check made out to TPUUF with the memo Christmas Eve collection in the baskets when they come around. We don't usually do this, so it may be new. It's like the basket comes around. That's your generosity right there. You put stuff in the basket. You may also donate online if you're with us online, or if you're in person and you just want to do it online. You can go to our website, tpuuf.org, and click the donation button. Just put Christmas Eve collection in the memo line. Will Grace and Micah please come forward to pass the baskets? We will now receive the gifts of the fellowship. Please be generous as we embody the value of love through our offering. The giving and receiving of gifts is holy work. So let us acknowledge our embodied faith and dedicate this offering with the unison words in your booklet. May these gifts, given with generosity and love, help bring more peace, empathy, and freedom to our world. Amen. Our carol for love is the First Noel, So, orchestra, would you please come forward? And I love the energy that seems to be building through the evening. So please rise in body or in spirit for the first Noel. As we move into joy, joy is at once a feeling of happiness, but also an overflowing of celebration. And as with the other values, like peace and love and hope, we can both find joy in the world as we also create joy.
Years from now, by Shel Silverstein. Although I cannot see your face, as you flip these poems a while, somewhere from some far off place, I hear you laughing and I smile.
Luke 2, 8-20. Now in that same region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. And Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told them.
Joy to the world. I mean, right? We're talking about joy here. Orchestra, please come back up. Everyone else, rise in body or in spirit for us singing joy into the world. We light a peace candle each week, and I often say, peace takes work. It takes work in ourselves, it takes work in the world. For if there is to be a cessation of violence, a diminishing of hatred, it has to start in our hearts. And from there into our daily interactions, and from there into our communities and larger. Our shared ministry is the work of peace.
There is a voice inside of you that whispers all day long, "I feel that this is right for me. I feel that this is wrong." No preacher, teacher, parent, friend, or wise man can decide what's right for you. You listen to the voice that whispers inside.
From Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star in the east and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means the least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to be shepherd by, who is to shepherd my people, Israel. Then Herod secretly called for the Magi and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen in the east, until it stopped over the place where the child was. Then they saw the star had stopped. They were overwhelmed with joy. Entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having then been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road.
The reason for so many celebrations of light in this time of year is the same reason that we take up an offering, because there is darkness and because there is need. In the midst of the darkness, we can bring light. We can be that light. In the midst of need, we can bring and we can be the support. So no carol better speaks to the reality of the bleakness and hope in the wintertime than In the Bleak Midwinter. So orchestra, please come forward. Everyone else, please rise in body or in spirit for our final orchestral accompanied carol. The celebration of Christmas is a celebration of Christ. That's Christ Christmas. But also it goes beyond celebrating Christ to his teachings, right? Celebrating Christmas means committing ourselves to live with hope, to strive for peace, promote love, to experience joy.
Underface by Shel Silverstein. Underneath my outside face, there's a face that none can see. A little less smiley, a little less sure, but a whole lot more like me.
Being bathed in the light of Christmas is both a symbolic and physical reality. It's not a coincidence, right, that this holiday is so close to all these other holidays of light in the darkness. We come together witnessing to the darkness, which this time of year brings, while also witnessing to the light that we each have inside of us. Now is the time to take out those candles you have so carefully been holding. And if you don't have one, you can go to the back. There's a basket. And parents, I'm trusting you to decide who in your family will hold lit candles. There are some electronic candles if you want an electronic candle. If you're online, please gather up your own candle or physical flame or symbolic flame. And actually, can someone grab me one too as you're back there? Oh, thanks, Rich. Thanks. The tradition in this congregation is to stand in a circle while we light our candles. So please now rise and form a circle. If you want to stay in your seat, that is okay. But we can get a whole big circle here. Yep. And will the Camisa family please come forward to help spread? I'll ask Phil to turn the lights, to dim the lights, and help spread the light of our community. Now, we will be lighting the candles in silence from this common flame, and please only tilt the unlit candle, right? Lit candle stays up, unlit candle tilts. And then pass the light along. Remember, only tilt the unlit candle.
This is The Careless Candle by Reverend John E. Wood. A candle is a careless thing, God wot. See how it is always stretching up and reaching out. It gives its substance without murmur or complaint to the flame that is consuming it. It doesn't even seem to care into what corner the flame flings its light, whether the corner is clean or dirty, pretty or ugly, far or near, high or low, deserving or forgotten, useful or neglected. Apparently, too, it doesn't care to whom it sends its warmth, whether to the outer chill, a lonely heart, a child's delight, a bore or a lout. A candle that tries to conserve its substance is poor company on a dark night. It was pleasant to look at in the daytime.
It was slender, smoothly appealing. But any candle that does not give itself away is a disappointment in the deepening shadows of a long evening. Some friends are like that. Good fun in days of play, poor company in the hours of dusk and trouble. A candle must give itself away. In the giving, the spending, the spreading, the sending, it finds itself.
We close today with the affirmation, tonight, as every night, is a holy time. And Phil, can we have a little bit of light up front for the musicians, please? Thank you. Silent night, holy night. If you have your booklets or... wish, you may take a seat and remain with your lit candle as long as you want. But when you are ready, please extinguish your candle before exiting the sanctuary. When the song of the angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flock, the work of Christmas begins. To heal the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among siblings, to make music in the heart. Amen. Blessed be, and Merry Christmas.